originally Minnesota for you guys, right? Or did
I moved to Minneapolis in like would have been like 92, and that's when I met Craig, and then I had a series of bands, and Craig had Lifter Polar, and then eventually I joined Lifter Polar for the last few years of that. We did the last record together and some other B-sides and singles and stuff. And then when Lifter Polar split, Craig moved to New York and I moved to L.A. for a while to do photography. I'm a photographer when I'm not doing this.
Okay.
And my girlfriend was from New York. She moved to L.A. with me. We had lived there for not quite a year, and we were both like, God, we gotta fucking get out of here.
Uh-huh.
You know, L.A. just didn't work for us. So we moved back to New York, and that's when Craig and I started hanging out again. And we were sitting around and drinking beers and watching The Last Waltz. And he's like, God, there's no bands that look like they're having fun anymore. Look at how much fun these guys are. Like, look at how cool they look. You know?
What were you watching?
The Last Waltz.
Oh, The Last Waltz, okay.
And he's like, we should start a band again. You know, and she's like, if for nothing else, it'll give us a good excuse to get together a couple times a week and drink beer, you know? And I think it wasn't anything any more ambitious than that, and that's kind of how it came about.
And the rest is history, as they say.
Yeah, exactly, absolutely. It was very lax, and we had known Dalen from Minneapolis, who also moved to New York, and he's a great bass player. We knew him from other bands, and he kind of ran into Craig one night and was drunk and was like, listen, I don't know what you're doing, but if you ever decide to start, you know, another band, I'm your bass player. So that's kind of how that came up, and then we had a drummer who was on the first record and ended up splitting for professional reasons and had kids and stuff like that, and then Bobby, who'd been our touring drummer, who lived in Minneapolis, who I've known for a long time, ended up moving out here, and then Franz, who we knew from World Inferno, Friendship Society, and other bands, and he played a little on the first record, and then when I was writing the music for the second record, for Separation Sunday, I was like, when I was coming up with songs, I'm like, God, there's something I'm hearing in my mind that I can't get to, and I ran into him at a bar one night, and I was like, fuck it, that's what it is, we need a piano player.
Okay.
So I was like, you gotta play piano in our band, and he was a little apprehensive at first because he has so many musical projects going on, but eventually we tied him down.
As the missing